from the National Catholic Register. This is Register Radio, bringing light and clarity to the news and topics that affect your life.
This week on Register Radio, Dan Burke talks with Terry Polakovic. She is the founder of the Educational Apostolate in Dow, all about spreading church teaching on the dignity of women. Also, Dan continues last week's conversation with Jimmy Akin regarding the church's instruction on apparitions and private devotions. Welcome again to Register Radio. It's a co-production of EWTN and the National Catholic Register. I'm Tom Price, along with Dan Burke, Executive Director of the Register. How are you, my friend?
I am better than I deserve. I'm happy to be here with you on the radio this morning.
And just a very quick aside here for our listeners. Your wife and son were involved in a little car accident, but they're okay, right?
They are okay by God's great mercy, and so is the other driver. And but just keep us all in your prayers.
We certainly will. Our first guest today, Terry Polakovic, is the founder and executive director of Endow, which stands for Educating on the Nature and Dignity of Women. It's a Catholic study program that engages the intellect of women and teenage girls to help them understand their God-given dignity and respond to our culture's desperate need for an authentic feminine presence in every aspect of life and society. I would say amen to that. Terry also serves as the chair of the board for St. Catherine of Siena Academy in Wixom, Michigan. Here's very exciting news. In 2010, Terry was awarded the Cross Pro Ecclesia et Pontifice, that is, for the Church and Pontiff, a special award from Pope Benedict XVI given for exceptional service to the Church. You may remember that that same award was given to Mother Angelica and our Deacon Bill Steltemeyer of happy memory. In 2011, the Catholic Leadership Institute honored Terry as an outstanding Catholic leader, and we're delighted to have her on with us today. Terry, welcome to Register Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Well, Terry, I'm so delighted to have you with us today. You're one of my favorite people on the planet, and I love the work that you do at Endow. Tom did a great job of setting up the interview with some of this background, but tell us a bit about your mission and the work that you do at Endow to help women understand their nature and dignity.
Well, what we do basically, our mission is to really engage the intellect of adult women and teenage girls so that they can understand their God-given dignity and just to respond to the culture, the desperate need in our culture today of women who understand that and the difference they can make, you know, in every aspect of our society. So that's basically our mission. What we do, we actually create study materials for women and girls to use in small study groups. The Teenage Girl Program actually can be used in a number of different ways, but I'll focus a little bit on the Adult Women Program. And the idea when we started Endow was that women would get together, much like a book club, and they would start studying the teachings of the Catholic Church, particularly as it related to the dignity and vocation of women. This was inspired by John Paul II, particularly by his documents, Mulieris Dignitatum, which is on the dignity and vocation of women, and his 1995 letter that he wrote, Letter to Women. Over the years, we've developed a number of study guides. I think we have 13 adult women study guides. We have a high school program and a middle school program, and all aimed at the same purpose. All the study guides, went on in our program, you know, from the very beginning, we found that just women, Catholic women, wanted to know more. They were hungry to know more about their faith. So that's what prompted us to continue to develop study guides. So our study guides are based on the church's teaching. They're based on the life of a saint. Dan, you'll be happy to know we're almost finished with our Catherine of Siena study guide.
Oh, that's great. I am excited
really
about
wonderful.
That.
Yeah.
I'm excited
that's
about
what,
that.
I mean, that's what we do. And we've been doing it for 10 years. We're all over the United States. I think we're in over 100 dioceses in the United States. We're in Canada and Australia.
Amazing. This is Dan Burke with Register Radio, and we're talking with Terry Polakovic, who's the executive director and founder of Endow, Education on the Nature and Dignity of Women. And Terry, how long have you been in Australia? I didn't know that.
We started that. There was actually a religious sister of mercy. Their order is based in Alma, Michigan, and she was transferred there. And that order, Sister Prudence Allen, and that order of sisters have been really our mentors in this project. So she's the one, she went to work for the diocese, actually. So she's the one who brought it there. It's been 3 or 4 years.
I've read the study guides and review them, and they really are extraordinary. The quality of the material, but also the scholarship. I mean, it's really impeccable work. So that's my endorsement. So if a woman is saying, you know, I'm feeling hungry, I want to dig deeper in my faith, can anybody just start an endow group? How does that work?
We require that all of our facilitators be trained, and more facilitators are doing that. We have a training packet that you can purchase. And what that requires basically is for you just to sit down and listen to the CDs. And really what we're trying to teach you through that is the endow methodology. We aren't expecting that our women be theologians, philosophers, that type of thing, because we aren't, and we know that most women out there aren't. We are just trying to teach you how to facilitate a group. I mean, endow does have a special, charism methodology or whatever, but we don't have any homework. And so the women actually read the material aloud in class. And that's a little bit unfamiliar to a lot of us who are adults and not used to reading aloud, particularly with a bunch of women. But it works really well. I mean, I can only tell you that that's probably the best thing about our program. Because what happens then is you can tell as people are reading aloud when people just don't understand what's going on. And then the facilitator can stop the group and just say, you know, Susie's struggling. Is everybody else, getting this concept? And many, many times someone else in the group is. And so she'll share what's going on and that type of thing. Or our facilitator will then know that there is something in the study material that the women aren't understanding. And then she can call us. She can go to her parish priest. Just for more clarification for her group.
Let me just outline that the requirements for a woman to lead this group. One, she has to have a pulse, and two, she has to be able to read, and three, she has to have a love for the Lord and want to help other women, right?
Yes, and then the other thing is she does have to fill out an application.
Okay.
To get approval.
Right. An application, so she has to be able to write.
Along with the pulse, but we have to know. Really, we have her sign a statement of faith. You know, it's important to us to know that the women who are leading our groups are faithful Catholics.
So you,
but also they don't have to be, I mean, they're all just on their own journey also.
Right. So no doctoral degrees required, none of that. So, Terry, no. You have a conference coming up in Philadelphia, don't you? An Endow conference for women?
We do. Actually, it's on December 7th.
Okay.
We're co-sponsoring it with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I don't know, Dan, I don't know how many people know that. Actually, Archbishop Shapu was really the one who helped launch us. We are located in the Archdiocese of Denver, even though we are spread throughout the country. And so when he moved to Philadelphia, he asked us to bring Endow to the Archdiocese. So together we are co-sponsoring this women's conference. The title of it is The Feminine Genius, Every Woman's Gift. We have excellent speakers. It's going to be, again, I think I said it's in the convention center. It's really going to be a very beautiful day. And we have a Spanish track and a youth track for that day.
Oh, that's fantastic. So any woman can come. What's it cost?
The cost is $60 for an adult and $50 for a youth. And then a group of 10 adults is $500.
Okay. So if you want to bring a church group.
Everything, Dan, I just want to make the point. If people want to come and they actually cannot afford it, Endow's never turned anyone away in anything we've done. So all they would really have to do is call the office, explain their situation, and we'll see if we can help them.
That's fantastic. So the conference is, give us the title again, and it's on December 7th in Philadelphia.
Saturday, December 7th. It starts at 8:30, goes to 4 o'clock. The title of the conference is The Feminine Genius, Every Woman's Gift. And
great.
It's at the convention center.
Great. And if folks want to find out more about Endow, you've got a nice website, don't you?
We do. It's www.endowgroups.org.
endowgroups.org. Well, I can't say enough. Of course, I'm not a woman, but my wife's happy about that. But I have reviewed the materials, and my wife has participated, I believe, and I know many other women who have and just rave about it, love it. It's helping to change their lives and draw them closer to the Lord. We're so grateful for all the work that you've done for women, for the church. You've given your life to that service, and you know, you have my highest respect.
Well, thank you, Dan. I really appreciate it. It's been a total gift. I mean, honestly, every minute of it has been a total gift.
This is really good news, Terry, for not just women, but for the men who love them as well, right?
It is. Oh, definitely. Actually, I mean, families, men, we have many, many men who will just be praising Endow because the whole family changed. I mean, the dynamic, when the woman begins to have a conversion within herself, no matter how far she is, really, again, on her faith journey, it has an effect on the whole family. And just so many families, the whole family changes, the dynamic. They're holier. They love each other more. They, you know, care for their children more. It just really ripples. It's been beautiful, actually, to see.
So the guys out there need to help their wives get to this conference in Philadelphia on December 7th.
They do. They do. It is actually a great Christmas present.
There you go.
A free Christmas present.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gotta love that. Thank you again, Terry. God bless you for all that you're doing for the church.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Dan, that website one more time?
Endowgroups.org, www.endowgroups.org.
Very good. Do check that out. When we return, Jimmy Akin returns for part two of our chat about apparitions and private devotions. This is Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Stay with us.
John at Bankovic talks about the National Catholic Register.
I recommend the National Catholic Register to all Catholics who want to discover what it means to live their faith in this our day and time. We get the clear, unbiased news of today because the National Catholic Register takes its cue from the mind and the heart of the Church. It really becomes a tool by which we are able to live that abundant life in Jesus Christ and to share that life with others. The National Catholic Register seeks to meet people where they are, seeks to meet people where they are in their walk of faith, where they are practically in their lives at the moment.
To start your subscription to the National Catholic Register today, go to EWTN.com and click on the banner for the Register or call 800-854-6316. That's EWTN.com and click on the Register subscription banner or call 800-854-6316.
Let's return to Register Radio on EWTN.
And welcome back. Along with Jeanette DiMello and Dan Burke, I'm Tom Price. Our next guest, Jimmy Akin, is, of course, a senior apologist at Catholic Answers. He is a contributing editor to This Rock magazine and a weekly guest on the great radio program Catholic Answers Live. He also has written a wonderful book, The Fathers Know Best. We'll probably talk about that a little bit, too, along with his other book, Mass Revision. Last week, we had Jimmy on talking about what's going on with Medjugorje, and we're glad to bring him back. Jimmy, thanks for joining us for part two.
Thank you, Tom. My pleasure.
Jimmy, it's great to have you back again. Where we left off last time was talking about this document from the Apostolic Nuncio, obviously approved by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, regarding for greater restrictions on the engagement of the faithful priests, etc., with Medjugorje. The one thing we didn't cover that is of concern to me is that this doesn't mean that folks that have taken time of their lives and gone over to Medjugorje and had profound experiences that have drawn them more closely to the Lord or brought them back to confession or whatever, it doesn't mean that those are invalid, does it?
No, people can be drawn to the Lord through a variety of means, and regardless of whether the Church judges ultimately the Medjugorje phenomenon to be supernatural or not, that doesn't challenge the fact that people have come to God, and sometimes they've come to God in a way associated with that phenomenon. So regardless of whether it's an authentic private apparition or not, that doesn't in any way invalidate people coming back to God. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, and Jimmy, it also doesn't eliminate the possibility that there hasn't been some valid miraculous activity. I've heard the theory that there was some, but then just because of the nature of humanity and problems with humans and sin and whatever, that it can discredit even good work. Is that a possibility?
It's possible. I don't want to prejudge any particular theory. I'm comfortable waiting for the CDF's analysis and the decision that Pope Francis, or if it, God forbid, takes a long time, one of his successors might make on this. I kind of try to keep an open mind on all this. But the thing that's important is that we do come to God and we do go to confession. We do grow towards God spiritually. And in the process of that, we just don't want to allow our faith to become overly connected with any particular private apparition, because private apparitions, even the best of them, don't have the guarantee that public revelation such as Scripture does. And so, we don't want to let our faith become overly dependent so that if it turned out a particular apparition was false, that our faith would be shaken.
Jimmy, your piece can be found in NC Register at ncregister.com on this topic. So we encourage folks to dig in there for the facts. But the reason we initially planned the show last week was to talk about another situation with categorically some similarities. And that is the Maria Divine Mercy phenomenon that's happening. Can you give our listeners...
Categorically some differences.
Yes, there are some differences. So can you give us just a rundown of what's going on there?
Yeah, so there's an apparition that's a set of apparitions that are claiming to be received by a woman who calls herself Maria Divine Mercy. Now, we don't know who she is. Her website describes her as a Catholic married mother of a young family living in Europe, and it says that she has been receiving from the Holy Trinity as well as the Virgin Mary various apparitions, various revelations. The site says the woman wishes to be known by the name Maria Divine Mercy and says it is the wish of Jesus that she remain anonymous to protect her family and to avoid any distraction from these messages. She then goes on to say a bunch of really sensational stuff, sensationalistic stuff. She claims that she has personally a very important role in the end of the world. She says that she was told by Jesus that she's something called the seventh messenger or the seventh angel sent to reveal to the world the contents of the seals of the Book of Revelation. And she claims that we're living right now in a period called the Great Tribulation, which she says started in December of 2012 and will run 3.5 years, so it should end in May of 2016. So there's kind of a short shelf life on these prophecies. And she claims that Pope Benedict was the last valid pope, and that Pope Francis is the false prophet who's going to lead people to worship the Antichrist, and that Jesus is going to come back real quick, and there's going to be a 1,000-year reign of Jesus on earth, and all hell is about to break loose in anticipation of that. So that's kind of an overall sketch of her message, and it's very problematic. Because if you, and a lot of people don't seem to realize this, if you go to her Facebook page, she's got like 34,000 likes on that thing right now. And that's extremely troubling, because if you don't accept Pope Francis as the true pope, then you are in a state of schism. And that's a canonical crime that carries with it the penalty of automatic excommunication. And so for people to embrace Maria Divine Mercy's claims on all of this stuff would be to commit the crime and sin of schism, of breaking communion with the Pope and those who are in communion with him. And that's a very serious thing. It puts one in grave spiritual jeopardy.
Yeah.
It impairs one's communion with the church, and it puts you at risk of automatic excommunication. So it's a very dire thing.
Jimmy, this is Tom. This is almost what we would say a first world problem, isn't it? This, I mean, there has certainly been over the history of the church no shortage of folks like this. But now with the Internet and all the social media, it just takes off like wildfire.
Yeah, it's well, rather than first world, I would actually say fourth age.
I sometimes divide
history up into four ages of human communication.
Uh-huh.
The first is the spoken word, the second's the written word, the third's the printed word, and now we're in the beginning of the fourth age, the age of the electronic word, where everyone in the world who wants one basically has a printing press.
Yeah.
And each age has given us new opportunities and new challenges for the faith, and this would be one of the new challenges, where you have someone who's got a phony apparition with an extremely dangerous message and is able to broadcast it to thousands and thousands of people all over the world.
This is Dan Burke with Jimmy Akin with Register Radio, and we're talking about the false prophecies of Maria Divine Mercy. Jimmy, you mentioned in a post that you wrote in March of this year at ncregister.com that her Facebook page at that time had 17,000 likes. The more alarming. Now, what did you say the number is?
It's about 34,000 now. So she's basically doubled the likes on her Facebook site in the last few months.
Just a matter of months. And from what I've heard, there are groups springing up around her prophecies, meeting and praying about it, and even folks writing books about it, I guess, to draw attention to themselves. I just don't understand how it is that any faithful Catholic could take this sort of thing seriously. What is it about it, Jimmy, that you think is so compelling?
Well, I think that the idea that we're living in the end times is something that's always compelling. I mean, if any time you foresee an end coming, whether it's the end of your personal life or the end of the world, that kind of gets your attention. And so So I think that's a component of it. People are always interested in, are these the end times? I mean, that's why over and over again in history, people end up falsely predicting that we're living in the end times. There's another component to it as well, though. We're living in times that people perceive to be very unsettled and with bad things going on. It's a time of change. And as a result, people look at that, and it kind of gives added urgency in a way to the idea that we might be living in the end times. But that's really true of lots of periods in history. There have been lots of periods of change. There's always been problems in the world. In fact, in many ways, we don't realize how good we have it today compared to how bad people had it in the past. There's a kind of golden age bias where we tend to look on the past as if it was better than the present, when in fact the reverse may be true. So I think that's part of it. I think there's also kind of an allure that secret knowledge has. If people think they're in on a secret and there's all this hidden drama going on with Pope Benedict, according to Maria Divine Mercy, being forced from office and then having the false prophet be installed. I mean, that's what's going on behind the scenes. That's really dramatic and kind of darkly compelling. And so I think that's part of what happens here. If you have someone who is poorly formed in their faith or not as well formed as they think they are, they could not realize the points at which her messages contradict Catholic teaching. And they really do. They contradict Catholic teaching on a number of points. And you could fall vulnerable to that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Jimmy, we're so grateful that you keep an eye on these issues for us at the National Catholic Register. And for those who are listening, log in to ncregister.com to read Jimmy's great work in covering these issues, both at Medjugorje and Maria Divine Mercy and many other things that he writes for us on. And also check out Jimmy's great books, The Fathers Know Best and Master of Vision. He is as reliable a voice in the Catholic Church as one can get on these matters, and we're grateful to have him as part of the Register team.
My pleasure. Happy to come on any time.
Don't forget, you can listen to the show again by going to ncregister.com. Please look for the picture of the microphone to listen to or download the show. Thanks again for joining us this time on Register Radio. For Elena Rodriguez, our producer, all of us at the Register, and here at EWTN, I'm Tom Price. See you next week.
For more information about the National Catholic Register and about Register Radio, go to ncregister.com. Podcasts of Register Radio are posted on ncregister.com and on ewtn.com. Join us next week at this time for Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.